Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Kaisvin get le ish, we write a get for a man, Aflapisha ein ish ta ima, even though his wife is not with him. In other words, the cipher writes the get, and the witnesses sign it. And then the husband comes to pick up the get, he takes the finished get, and uses it to divorce his wife. When is he going to use it? When he decides to use it. The Batnura reminds us that min ha-toira, he can divorce her even against her will. Vayter zok the Mishnah v'ha-shoivra le'isha. Shoivra means a receipt. The word shoivra means to break. What does a receipt do? It breaks a claim. You owe me money. I paid you already. Here's the receipt. That breaks your claim. Which receipt are we talking about over here? This receipt says that the woman's kisuba had been paid. V'ha-shoivra le'isha, we write it for the wife, afapisha ein bala ima, though her husband is not with her. Now what's going to happen is, when the husband or the husband's yarshim are going to come to pay the ksuba, they're going to say, well, we're not giving you money till we have a receipt that we paid it. We don't want you to go to Bezin and collect it twice. So she says, don't worry, I have it already. Bezin wrote it for me. But how can Bezin write it for her without the husband knowing about it? And the answer is, zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, like we mentioned beforehand. This receipt, once it's written and signed, cannot in any way harm the husband. It can only be a benefit for him. It proves that he already paid the ksuba. And the rule is, I can do something for someone if it's a total schus for him, even if he doesn't know about it. However, ubelvad, provided sheimakira. This is only if the cipher and the edim recognize them. They know who they're dealing with, whether it's the get or the shiver. Again, it's okay for the husband to have a get written beforehand, but the cipher and the edim have to know his name and his wife's name. If not, we have a concern over here. What if he uses it to give it to another woman who's not his wife? What's she going to do with it? She's going to claim, oh, my husband divorced me, I'm allowed to get married, here's the get. And the same is true for the shiver, for the woman. It's okay for the bezin to write it and for the edim to sign it, but only if they talk to know that this is the woman, this is her name. If not, we're scared. She may say, please write me a receipt. Then she's going to give it to a different man. And that man is going to say, ah, I already paid my wife. And she told them, when she told them to write the shoiver for her, she told them the name of that man's wife. So they have to be sure that when she says, write a shoiver for me, it's taka for her. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, the habal leisin schar, who pays the shoiver, both for writing the get or for the receipt, the husband. The get is his responsibility. The shoiver is written for his benefit, to prove that he paid the ksuba. So he too has to pay for it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kaisva shtar loiva, we write a shtar for a borrower. Afal pisha ein ma'al ve'ima, even if the lender is not with him. What does it say in the shtar? It says that the loiva owes money to the malva. Does the malva have any problem with such a shtar being written? Absolutely not. So therefore, kaisva shtar loiva, you can write the shtar for the loiva, for the borrower, afal pisha ein ma'al ve'ima, even though the lender is not with him. But the ain koizvin la malva, you can't write a shtar for the lender, ache loiva ima, until the loiva is there. Because the shtar that says that the loiva owes the malva money is not good for the borrower. What if he never actually got the money? And now the malva has the shtar and says, oh, you have to pay me back. Look, I have a shtar. That's why we can write a shtar for the loiva if the malva is not here. But you can't write a shtar for the malva if the loiva is not here. Remember our simon, mem at the beginning of the word, malva means he's giving. Malva's the lender, loiva's the borrower. Zakta Mishnah loiva, nice and schar. The borrower that has to pay for it, it's being written for his benefit. He wants the loan, he wants to be able to borrow the money. So therefore he has to pay for it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, koizvin shtar lemoicher. You can write a shtar, a bill of sale, for someone who's selling something. Even though the buyer is not with him. The buyer doesn't lose anything. If there's a shtar that says that he bought something, it's the moicher who stands to lose. If this gets lost, the buyer can say, hey, that's mine, I bought it. So the moicher is okay with this. We don't need the buyer here. But v'ein koizvin l'lekech, we don't write a bill of sale for a buyer until the seller is there. Because the seller is going to say, no. He has a shtar that says he bought it, he didn't buy it yet. What if he never winds up giving the money? And in this case, v'alekeach, it's the buyer, Noisin Schar, that has to pay for it. Okay, so quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. At the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned you can write a get for a man, even though his wife is not there. She has no control anyway. He can divorce her against her will, min ha-toira. Then we learned a series of halachas based on the rule that zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, which means I can do something for someone if it's good for him, if it's only good for him, even though he's not here, doesn't know about it. For example, you can write a receipt for a woman that she received the ksuba, even though her husband is not there. What's going to happen? He doesn't give it to her, and she has a receipt that says she got it. That doesn't hurt the husband. Now, in both of these cases, whether you're writing a get for a man without his wife, he's going to give it to his wife later, or you're writing a receipt for a lady, the one thing that you have to have, the Mishnah said, is we have to know for sure, that is the scribe, the soifer, and the Edom have to know for sure that these are the people. They know who they are. Can't just have a man walking off the street and saying, my name is, I don't know what, you know, Matchefaivish, Ben so-and-so. Write a get for me. What if he gives it to another woman who's not his wife? She's going to claim her husband divorced her. What if this Matchefaivish is really that lady's husband? We're also concerned with the receipt. Lady comes in and says, give me a receipt for Mike Soba. Please write me a receipt for Mike Soba. We have to know this is Taka her. If not, what if this lady's going to take it, give it to a different man, and that man's going to say, I paid my wife already. You see, I have a shaver. Furthermore, the Mishnah said in both cases, whether it's the get or it's this receipt for the ksuva, it's the husband who has to pay the soifer. We said you can write a shtar for the borrower, even if the lender is not there, because the lender has no problem with someone having a shtar that says that that person owes him money. But you can't write it for the malva if the loiva is not there. And when it comes to a shtar for a loan, it's the loiva that has to pay for it. And we learned in the Mishnah, you can write a shtar for a seller, even though the buyer is not there. The buyer loses nothing if such a shtar is prepared, and at the end the sale doesn't go through. You can't write a shtar for a buyer unless the seller is there, because a buyer can take such a shtar and falsely claim, hey, it's mine, I bought it. And he never really bought it. In this case, it's a lekeach that gives the schar.